Hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Discovering Swedish, brought to you by www.mise.se. Now, this is our fourth episode, and it's titled, What is That? And I Don't Know. So that's what we're going to cover in this episode. Now, we have with us in the studio today...
Hi, my name is Sarah.
And I'm Hannah.
Welcome. And... For you viewers, maybe this isn't the case, but for us, Easter's just passed, so we've had sort of a week's holiday. But our characters haven't really been that fortunate. They're still stuck at the train station where they're waiting for Johanna. I think actually she's coming this time, right?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Seems so.
Fantastic. So a bit delayed, but, well. So the we continue as usual. We have... First, the dialogue in Swedish, and then we have it again in Swedish, but slower that time, and as well as an English translation. And as always, or as usual, you can log on to www.mise.se to download the accompanying PDF file, where you will find the entire transcript or the entire dialogue in written form as well there, so that you can follow along. Well, without further ado, let's get started with the dialogue.
Johanna, äntligen, var tåget försenat?
Ja, tåget var försenat.
Hej, José.
Johanna, trevligt att träffas.
Detsamma. Hur var resan?
Tack, den var bra.
Trevligt att höra. Ja, vad är det?
Vad är vad?
Det, där borta.
Menar du cykeln, den röda?
Eller menar du den gröna bilen?
Nej, nej. Jag menar den stora saken på räls.
Åh. Jag vet inte vad det heter på svenska.
Jag vet, det är en spårvagn.
Åh, är det en spårvagn?
Ja, det är en spårvagn.
Jaså, varför? And there we have it, the Swedish dialogue. Now we're going to listen to it again, but this time slower and together with the English translation there. So, without further ado, here we go.
Johanna. Äntligen, var tåget försenat? Johanna, finally, was the train delayed?
Ja, tåget var försenat. Yes, the train was delayed.
Hej, José. Hello, José.
Johanna, trevligt att träffas. Johanna, pleased to meet you.
Detsamma. Hur var resan? You too. How was the trip?
Tack, den var bra. Thank you, it was good.
Trevligt att höra. Jag är... Vad är det? Good to hear. I är... What is that?
Vad är vad? What is what?
Det. Det där borta. That. That over there.
Menar du cykeln? Den röda cykeln? Do you mean the bicycle? The red bicycle?
Eller menar du den gröna bilen? Or do you mean the green car?
Nej, nej. Jag menar den stora saken på räls. No, no. I mean the big thing on rails.
Åh, jag vet inte vad det heter på svenska. Oh, I don't know what it is called in Swedish.
Jag vet. Det är en spårvagn. I know. It is a tram.
Åh, är det en spårvagn? Oh, is it a tram?
Ja, det är en spårvagn. Yes, it is a tram.
Jaså. Varför? I see. Why?
Huh?
Thank you very much for that. Now, just spontaneously here, what did you think about this dialogue?
Well, I think the spårvagn, the tram, is quite typical for Gothenburg, right?
It is. I think of all the cities in Sweden, Gothenburg is the city that has the most tram lines.
Yeah, most definitely so. We love our trams, don't we?
Certainly do. They're fantastic.
Especially when they're on time.
Yes. And are they often on time?
Well, let's not go there.
Okay. Well, you might be interested to know, actually, that one of the reasons why we don't have, like, a subway or a tube system in Gothenburg is that the city is built mostly on clay, which makes it impossible or very difficult to build a subway. So that's why we're using trams so much here. And they're a fun way to get around. So, with that said, let's move on to the key vocabulary for this episode. And the first item for today is...
Äntligen.
Finally.
En spårvagn.
Tram.
En resa.
Trip or journey.
Bra.
Good.
Hur.
How.
Trevlig.
Nice. Pleasant.
Trevligt att höra.
Good to hear.
Höra.
Hear.
Vad.
What.
En cykel.
Bicycle.
En räls.
Rails. That a train or tram travels on.
En sak.
Thing.
Det samma.
You too.
And there we had the key vocabulary for this episode. Now we're moving on to some pretty interesting key sentences there. Well, they're useful at least. So without further ado, what's the first sentence?
Hur var resan?
How was the trip or journey?
Vad är det?
What is that?
Menar du den stora cykeln?
Do you mean the large bicycle?
Vad heter det här eller där på svenska?
What is this or that called in Swedish?
And this last one is particularly useful, I think. Learning different languages, of course, a good way to quickly find the names for lots of new things is to simply point at it and ask, what is that? Or what is this, if you hold it up? So it's a very, very good way, don't you agree?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. So that sort of wraps it up for this episode. And be sure to check... Be sure to visit www.misa.se for the accompanying PDF file, where you find the entire dialogue in Swedish and English, together with the vocab we just had, and some grammatical explanations there. There you'll also find the previous episodes, episodes 1-3. We'll see you again next Thursday, so have a good time.
Hejdå! Hejdå!